We are in the final stages of this long-duration winter storm. We've had periods of snow across the region through the weekend into today. Things will finally settle down as we move ahead into tonight. And this snowfall has been kind of light in nature, at least in terms of snowfall rates. The storm itself is not particularly impressive in terms of air pressure or atmospheric dynamics, so we're not seeing those incredible rates of 3, 4, or 5 inches of snow per hour. But when it snows off and on for a couple of days, it still can pile up quite well. And in our large coverage area, the snowfall range will end up being about 4 to 16 inches of snow, with the heaviest snow focused on an area along I-90 and about 75 miles to the north and 75 miles to the south of the interstate. Those areas are under a winter storm warning through late tonight. Now, across the far south, we've had considerable mixing with sleet and freezing rain through the lower Hudson Valley into New York City and also over southwestern Connecticut and Long Island. So those areas are seeing less in the way of snowfall accumulation because a lot of that moisture has gone to ice instead of snow, but even in those areas, we've had some snowflakes mix in this afternoon. But from areas along and north of I-84, this has been an all-snow event, and farther east, the snow event is even more impressive, with a widespread 1 to 2 feet of new snow from Worcester east to Boston. Some areas south of Boston might close in on 30 inches of snow before this storm is through. So certainly Boston has been the target for some very heavy snow over the past several weeks. In our area, lingering snow showers will tend to wind down in the coming hours, though there's still the potential for some light additional accumulation. One other issue tonight will be some patchy freezing drizzle left behind the storm, and that could also result in some slippery sidewalks and roadways as overnight low temperatures fall back into the single digits and lower teens. Into the day tomorrow, we'll crack through those clouds and see some sunshine with temperatures up into the 20s to around 30. Wednesday is another quiet day, and then on Thursday, another system comes at us with the potential for some more snow with high temperatures up into the 20s. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, cloudy, lingering snow showers and some patchy freezing drizzle, low 6 to 12. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the 20s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Cloudy tonight, lingering snow showers and some patchy freezing drizzle, low 6 to 12. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy, with lingering snow showers and some patchy freezing drizzle, low in the teens. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high around 30. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy, lingering snow showers and some patchy freezing drizzle, low 6 to 12. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, high 25 to 30. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly sunny and cold, with highs in the teens and 20s. And on Thursday, cloudy, with a chance of snow, with highs in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.